on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times I feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say a few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. It's all about dreams and dream language, and James Gall is going to be our special guest. Stay tuned for the entire program. Welcome to Insights. Today we have James Gall and Michael Angall is going to be joining us later on in the program, and they're talking about dreams and dream language. And in fact, James, that's a book that you and Michael Ann have co-authored together. Do you want to share a little bit about the book and about the subject?
This is the dream language book, and then before it came God Encounters, and there are a couple chapters in here too on it. Then this becomes the full book that we both wrote together on dream language. And it's the supernatural power of the Spirit of Revelation. It's awesome. And I actually have spent three different periods of time in my life, one 20 years ago, one 10 years ago, and now this last year, that I read all 300 verses in the Bible about dreams. This is one of the primary historic communication tools that the Lord has used with the Hebrew children, the Jewish people, in the New Testament birthing of the Apostolic Church, and throughout all of church history. In this book, I actually take us on a pilgrimage, and I bring us with Hebrew understandings of dreams. Oh my, I got understanding in here I've never heard anybody teach before on like how to incubate a dream from a Jewish perspective. They actually give you teaching on how you can like pray certain prayers at night and prepare yourself to incubate.
I like that.
For that spirit of revelation to come upon you. So anyway, I teach about that in here.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. You said that you've been meditating on the 300 scriptures that refer to dreams. Did you find that after you did that, that there was a dream enhancement in your own personal life?
That is really good because, see, this book just came out, and I spent, again, a year where I just dove into this again. And right now in my own life, right now, this season, I am having another escalation of dreams, and I'm having virtually every night 2 to 6 dreams almost every night. And I didn't, here's the deal though. You're going, oh, well, that's just a sovereign gift. No, listen, I did not used to be a dreamer. And I just took God at his word years ago. It said, if you lack, ask of God.
Yep.
And I didn't have dreams. I saw it in the Bible, and I heard people that had them. And I didn't have them. Well, I had them. I didn't remember them. But I asked God, I said, give me the spirit of revelation and give me dreams. After all, Numbers chapter 12 says you speak to your prophets and your people through dreams. Joel chapter 2 and 3, that in the last days you'll pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Dreams and visions are part of God's prophetic language.
And we're in a season now, people are having so many God dreams.
That's
You can tell the difference, but God speaks even through what we call natural dreams. He
That's
can still
right.
use because it reveals things about ourselves.
That's right.
But I found, James, that whatever I study in this word,
That's right.
whatever I focus on in this word, it empowers the essence
Absolutely.
Of that. Because the scripture is not just print on a page.
That's right.
It's the essence of what it represents. It's not just language. So when you're studying, like let's say you study prophetic vision, you
That's
read
right.
all the prophets, that visionary anointing can come on you. It can enhance your visionary dimension. You study dreams, it's going to get all over you. Why? Because whatever you focus on, that's what you empower.
Study healing.
Yeah.
More healing
exactly.
will happen to you, and more healing will happen
through
you.
Exactly.
That's right. Evangelism, it's for anything. What you eat Here's the principle. What you eat, you become. So if you want to grow in, let's say, interpreting dreams, not just dreams themselves, then go study about the life of Joseph.
Yeah.
Go study about the life of Daniel. And then cry out to God and say, Lord, I want that too.
Yeah.
Guess what? He wants it more than
you want
it.
That's why he put it in there for us.
That's right.
Everything in here, every promise is for every believer. I know that our viewers, James, they are so hungry for the supernatural.
That's awesome.
They are so hungry for God. They want God to speak to them.
Yeah.
They want him to speak and they want to obey. And dreams, I think, is such an open door to the Father's heart.
And it opens up new rooms that sort of like we've blocked off or through tradition or full wrong teaching. Dreams is God's secret weapon. It comes into our lives or into unbelievers' lives. They're not just given to believers. I go through in this book and a study guide I've got on understanding dream language and experiencing dreams and visions, all this, and I go through all the categories of people in the Bible have ever received dreams from God. Guess what? You qualify.
Yep.
You're in there. Dreams are for you. And I want to give you this verse out of Job 33 in verse 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when sound sleep falls on men, while they slumber in their beds, he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions, that he may turn man aside from his conduct and keep back his soul from the pit and his life from passing over into Sheol. Here's what I love about this. This is dream language is Jehovah sneaky. He shows up when you're blocked off and your traditions aren't like, you know, it's like, no, niche nine, no way, you know. And you just got all these barriers in place. He is so awesome, and he's so intimate. He comes and he invades those ungodly zones.
You know what? Just as you're saying that, I'm seeing a man. You're watching the program right now, and actually, you were postured like this, and you're thinking, I don't know about this stuff.
Yeah,
and
right.
When James, when you said that, it was like, I felt it go like an arrow into that man's heart. So look out, because God's going to capture you, and he's going to capture your attention in a new way and draw you into some fullness that's in his heart that you haven't discovered yet. It's going to be good.
Oh, there's dreams of instruction and dreams of edification, dreams about the future. Dreams are about your state of affair.
And about warning.
Warning dreams. They're dreams showing us things that haven't yet come. I get dreams are about inventions and this and that, dreams about nations. But first of all, typically, you're going to get dreams about your own life, dreams that bring you to greater cleansing so that then you are character to be able to carry the power so that we cooperate. And so some of the dreams are, hey, have you ever had a bathroom dream? Now you're going, who is this guy talking? Bathroom dreams, dreams of being in a shower, stuff like that, that's one of the most common top 10 dreams that people have. They're about cleansing. They're about transformation. Those are dreams of an internal inspection that's happening. And God's just saying, hey, I want to wash you off. There's just the dirt of the world and stuff I want to cleanse you off from.
Yeah.
That's one of the most common dreams that people have.
And you know, God can speak so many deep things into our life, and it's fun.
It is fun. I love it.
Everything in the kingdom is so full of joy. You know, that's one of the earmarks of kingdom life.
That's right.
It's, you know, the kingdom is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. And so we're allowed to enjoy dreams and interpreting dreams. We've been seeing a lot of results in interpreting dreams for the unsaved.
That's awesome.
People that don't know the Lord yet, and we set up little booths and invite them to come with their dreams and share their dreams and then give them some insight, because oftentimes those dreams are being used by God to draw them to his heart, but they don't know it until someone tells them.
And that's what Job 33 talks about here. It says, in a dream, hey, we're resisting. It says, God speaks once, God speaks twice. See, God, again, loves to talk to his people. And he doesn't give up. And when we shut down, God says, oh, I'll just try this other way. And it might be through a booth, a dream interpretation team. It might be, again, Jehovah Sneaky just showing up in your bedroom at night. And he says, when sound sleep falls on men, I'm going to sneak right in. I'm going to open your ear. And you're going to wake up and you're going, ah, what was that? It's God who loves. God who cares. Right now, I just know this. There is an escalation that's going to happen in some of your lives right now, the spirit of revelation. And some of you are going to be so overwhelmed by the beauty and the loveliness of this man, Christ Jesus. And some of it's going to be revealed to you through the spirit of revelation, through dreams and visions.
We're going to come right back, and you're going to meet Michael Angall, and she's got some wonderful testimonies to share. But we're going to go for a break, so we'll see you soon.
Come explore the glory of God. Attend an extreme prophetic event in your area.
If you have never attended an extreme prophetic event, you need to. You'll never be the same again. They're outstanding as we come together and just love on Jesus with all of our heart and love on each other. But we have a fantastic conference coming up in Phoenix from March 8th to the 11th. And we're going to have special guests with us such as Joshua Mills, Ryan Wyatt, Jeff Jansen. It's going to be a fantastic time. I'll be there. Steve Swanson will be leading worship. Our extreme team will be there. And we are going to bask in the glory for days. And so why don't you join us? Put it on your calendar and we'll see you there.
Register online at extremeprophetic.com or call 866-980-5464 today.
On God Talk today, I have Michael Ann Gall, and James and Michael Ann are very special people to us. We love you so much and for your input into our life and ministry. But Michael Ann, you co-authored this book, Dream Language, with your husband, and you've got some great contributions in here. Mm-hmm. And God taught you about dreams when?
Well, as a child, I had a lot of really fearful dreams. I dreamed about bears, I dreamed about tornadoes, and it seemed like they were always after me. And it was so intense that it just really caused me to not want to have dreams. And so for a long time, I pushed it away. But then the Lord came later and delivered me from a spirit of fear and of intimidation, and my dream life just kind of exploded.
Was that before you did the sermon on fear not?
Yes, that was before.
I remember that conference so well. It was such a blast, and you came out with a fear not that shirt, and you just went for it, and the whole place went ballistic. I'll just add this in. It's got nothing to do with dream language necessarily, but I have to say this, that I don't know anyone like you, Michael Ann, who can shift spiritual atmospheres like you do. It's like you'll just go along and you'll preach and share and make little, sounds and noises, and all of a sudden you can feel the shift in the atmosphere on a corporate level. I've never met anyone in all of my time of ministering that does it like you. It's just amazing. I remember
that time.
I love
the suddenlies of God. I just love that. And I tell you, going into the whole dream language, okay, the place of dreams for me has just revolutionized my life.
How?
I remember, there was one time Jim and I were living in someone else's basement. We had four small children. I was homeschooling Justin, who was in the first grade, being up in the middle of the night with our youngest. Jim was out running around doing these trips, and he would come back on the weekends and say, "Oh, God showed up so great. It was so wonderful." And he starts telling me all these stories. Inside, I'm so jealous. I can't stand it. Just like, don't tell me another thing where Holy Spirit came. I want him to come here. And I just kind of silently went down the hall of this little basement, and I just leaned my head up against the wall, and I just started crying, and the Lord heard the prayers and my tears, and Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, "And I am God of the impossible, and what is impossible with man is possible with me." And he said, "I'm going to come and start visiting in your dreams at night."
Wow.
And that just, talk about a shift. Talk about a shift in the atmosphere.
I actually feel chilled.
I do too. I'm feeling.
You know why? Because I think there's someone watching this program that when you shared that, they so identify with that. I could feel I got all choked up inside and everything, because there's so many who are desperate. They're so hungry for more of God. They want Him to speak. They want Him to touch their life. And yet they feel, well, I'm the one that the Lord's passed by or whatever. But He doesn't pass by anyone.
He doesn't pass by anyone. He is the biggest dreamer of them all.
Wow.
And He is out to reach and to console and to bring just healing salve to whoever. I mean, he's no respecter of persons. And if there is someone that's saying, oh, that's me, but God can't hear me, and the Lord's saying, yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Mm-hmm. And I my heart is so for you. The Lord just, I mean, it was like when I went through this time frame, I felt like the best language I know to put to this, I felt like I was a computer that had lots of bad viruses in my system.
Oh, wow.
And the Lord came to me night after night with His scanning software program, and He would slip it in my disk drive, and He would shift inside of me those things.
What a
concepts
picture.
Of who God was. Is God really good? You know, going further into issues of fear and intimidation. I had this one dream where God showed up as this elderly gentleman, and we go walking on this quiet country lane, and the trees are in full color. It's in the fall time. And as we're walking along, neither one of us are saying a word, but we're communing, and we're, mm-hmm. you know, our
like
spirits
spirit
are really
spirit.
Touching. And I knew He wanted me to hug Him because He loved the fragrance of my hair. And I'm thinking, okay, I didn't know my hair had a fragrance, and I didn't know that anybody would have any desire to smell my hair. But it was like the Lord just spoke in such mm-hmm. tender tones to me and showed me that He really cared for
me. So in your dreams, He was introducing you to His heart for you, mm-hmm. that intimate love He has mm-hmm. for you. I love mm-hmm. that. And when you're asleep, you know, your own carnal, soulish thoughts mm-hmm. aren't really there to wrestle against mm-hmm. what He's showing
really
you because you're at rest.
Your defenses are down, you're at rest, and the Lord can just slip right in there and give you the food that you really need to nourish your soul and nourish your spirit.
Michael, comment on this. Like, I sometimes feel like our dreams, mm-hmm. they're like a window or a doorway into the unseen spiritual dimension. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's like your dreams are not just like something that's feeding your understanding. It's actually a reality. And like when you were describing like the Lord speaking to you like that, mm-hmm. it might not just be
that's
thoughts
exactly
going into your
right.
mind, but it could have actually been an
like
actual
an
spiritual
actual
engagement.
Yes, I totally, and I have had, I tell you, I have had such power encounters at night. I have had actual visitations that would come through a dream language. I've had angels come in my room. One night I had this dream where I'm speaking to this angel, and we're talking about changing tables. And as the dream goes on, I begin to hear his squeaky shoes walking around the room. I mean, it's just wild, bizarre stuff. But the Lord has come and has transformed me night after night in these experiences. Some of them are just dreams, but some of them are literally God sending help mm-hmm. and meeting me and shifting me, changing me, healing me, and pulling out poison, you know, from bad experiences in the past, from, you know, from things that my parents unknowingly released to me. You know, it's just
wow.
all kinds of things.
So in your dreams, you're mm-hmm. saying that God can even bring healing to a person's soul or maybe even physical body.
Absolutely.
When you're at rest in Him. And I know that in your book on dream language that there are is teaching in here about prayers that you can pray before you go to sleep to prepare mm-hmm. yourself to be mm-hmm. ministered
yeah,
to
that's right.
by the Lord. I love
that's
that.
Right. Yeah, it's really, we can prepare our hearts and the Lord is just, He is so ready to show up. It's like dream language is like it's like the Lord developing your own alphabet. You have a specific alphabet. You have things, interests, the way God made mm-hmm. you, that God will speak to you, and He will use
right.
pictures and symbols to you that He wouldn't use
exactly.
to me.
Everyone's unique.
Yeah, He knows the language that will communicate and that will speak.
That's beautiful. You know what I love about God, Michael? One of the things I love about Him is that He's made everyone so unique mm-hmm. you know, and then he ministers to us in that uniqueness, mm-hmm. and he delights in it. So like mm-hmm. some people he speaks through dreams, and other he speaks through visions, and others mm-hmm. through revelation in the word. But he made us all so different, and mm-hmm. I'm not wired necessarily the same as you, and you're not wired the same as me, mm-hmm. and so he meets us in our mm-hmm. own special way. Mm-hmm. I think it's so awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, you are made uniquely by God. He loves you so much. And you were made to be a dreamer just like him too. You might not be aware of that yet, but I would like to highly recommend you getting James and Mike Land's book on dream language. There's so much insight, so much revelation in it for you. And it'll open up a whole new world for you to understand your God.
Patricia King has taken her own personal decrees and put them in print for you. Decree is also available on CD. Soak under the anointed word of God and feed your spirit. Our special Decree for Kids has also been produced for the children in your life. Decree, available online at extremeprophetic.com.
Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
The Lord just showed me that there's someone watching the program, that you had a dream just recently, and in this dream you jumped off a cliff, and it just felt like there was nothing around you to support you, and you were feeling the fear of falling, and then you woke up. And you've had the memory of that dream recur over and over again in this last week. But what the Lord's showing me is very clearly is that what that dream means in your particular situation, because every dream has to be interpreted, you know, separately. Right. But in that particular situation is that you're going to be called to take a leap of faith. And it's going to feel like nothing is around you to hold you or support you. You're going to have a fear of falling. But the Lord says that this leap of faith that he is going to direct, and you'll know it's him directing it. In fact, you'll get kind of excited in the beginning. But once you take that leap of faith, that's when the fear is going to come in. And the Lord says it is a stable move. It's a stable move of faith. Don't be afraid. And you'll know who you are because of, you know, the different details I'm sharing right now. But everything's going to be okay, and that you will be taking that leap, and he will be your support. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you.
I feel that there's someone who's watching right now that you've actually experienced what you could call a dark side of this, and but it's come from out of a place of trauma in your life, and you have what is commonly called nightmares. But actually, I'm going to reinterpret this for you right now. A trauma occurred in your life. There was an abandonment issue, there was a car accident, and also an abandonment issue in a relationship that occurred. A door got opened up into then a wound in the spirit, into the soul, and a demonic inroad did occur, and it comes from a root of trauma. And that is, you're going to get cleansed from that trauma right now. I'm not saying that it'll all be cared for right now. I don't know how much will happen. But I do say to you, the Lord's touching this root of trauma in your life right now, and I seal that door shut right now. We forgive and we bless, and we shut the door to the trauma. And right now I speak that I want to reinterpret this for you. The reason why you're having the dark side is because you actually have a call in the area of being a seer dreamer. In the name of Jesus. So right now, I reverse this in Jesus' name. What the devil meant for evil is shifted now, and you're being catapulted into the right place in the spirit. You just felt something shift all around you. You felt like a chiropractic adjustment on the inside just pop loose on you, in you right now, and you will be transitioned now into light, revelation, and into the dream destiny you were born for.
I see a vision right now of a car, and it seems like it's in a mechanical shop, and then there's this kind of a dark cloud over it. So the Lord gave me that vision, and I believe what it's meaning is that there's someone that's watching this program that feels like your vehicle, it could be your ministry or your business or something, is kind of broken down. There's a cloud over it. But the word of the Lord to you is that there's going to be a restoration process that's beginning. And it's even going to start maybe right this very minute. There's something going to shift in the spirit. And there's going to be a restoration process where you're going to get back on your feet. What's out of order is going to come into order. And that dark cloud that you've been sensing over your life is going to be lifted off. And you're going to sense a new brightness. But the Lord says you need to pray into this and lay hold of the victory. Don't get all, meditating on all the doom and gloom. Grab hold of the victory of the Word of God. Stand on that, and things are going to shift for you.
Someone who had a dream recently about you getting physical healing, literally, in your heart area. It's a heart murmur, but it's a heart condition, and you had a dream of getting healed. I agree with that dream right now. And we speak the power of the Holy Spirit and the hand of God to come upon you for that dream to be activated by adding faith to it now. We add faith to the dream promise of God, and we say to the heart condition, be healed by the mighty, gracious name of Jesus.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Join the army of Christians who are taking their rightful place to release God's goodness into a dark, decaying world. Light Belongs in the Darkness by Patricia King is available online at extremeprophetic.com.
Thanks so much for joining us on today's program. It's been great having you. And our heart is to build you up and to see you become all you can be in Jesus. You know, our team is in prayer for all of our viewers and especially our partners. So why don't you get to know us better online? And here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Dreams are such a gift from God when He speaks within those dreams. It's awesome. And I want you to hear from God, not only through dreams, but in many other ways. He can speak to you just through the still small voice, or sometimes through audible voices or visions and mental impressions, just little impressions in the imagination. But the main thing is that God wants you to hear His voice. He wants you to know His heart. And that's what we want for you as well. So Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus that you'll speak to my friends in many different ways, through dreams, visions, audible voices, impressions, still small voice, but just touch their life in an amazing way. And you know what? The voice of a stranger you will not hear. You will only hear from your God. You know why? Because He is the only one that you're going to listen to. It's the only voice worthy of us.